Here's how I did it. First of all, I determined what kind of down payment we could afford. About $20,000 was right for us the first time around. If this amount was 20% of the price of a home, then we could afford a home that cost about $100,000. We were lucky to find an area in which we could find single-family homes for this price, and even luckier that these are located in good school districts, in fairly nice neighborhoods, and near an army base, which ensured consistent and reliable renters. I wanted a win-win situation, where the renter wins because he can afford a nice home in a decent neighborhood, in a good school district, at a fair price. With these factors in place, he is likely to be a long-term and contented tenant. Then we would win too, because the rent will be paid on time, cash flow will be consistent, and in 15 years optimally, the mortgage will be paid off, ensuring greater cash flow. We found a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home that met our criteria. I had the financing fully in place before seriously looking for a property. I asked the lender to provide a letter stating what we could afford to pay and what the bank was willing to lend us. Also, our credit rating is excellent, so our real estate agent can honestly tell a seller that they will experience no problems with us as buyers. We discussed with the agent ahead of time specific purchase prices and lower limits and upper limits, and then gave him a free hand. Everything was decided before negotiations started. I also made sure that my spouse was fully on board. Needing an $82,000 mortgage, I asked the lender to calculate the monthly payments on a 15-year loan at 7.25% interest. This was in the early spring of 2002. This came to $755.85. We asked the property manager slash agent what he was sure he could rent the home for. His answer was $800 in its current state, with an increase of $30 to $35 after 1 year. However, I forgot about his fee of 7% when making the calculations. Not only did I not originally factor in the fee, I didn't factor in taxes or insurance either. As pleased as we were to own the house, something was wrong. Not only was the cash flow negative, there were other costs like taxes and insurance that the rental fee was not covering. This property was not self-sustaining. Now I saw the real picture. I had planned to use proceeds from the property that we own, free and clear, to pay the property tax and insurance and any future repairs on the newly acquired property. This was fuzzy accounting indeed. You see, 12 years ago, we bought a single-family residence for investment purposes in Southern California for $101,000. Several weeks ago, it was valued at $156,000. The annual expenses total $2,100, and the net rent is $963. I figured this home could pay the bills on the new home. This was wrong. Getting more numbers together, I realized that refinancing the property with a 30-year mortgage, I was in a hurry to own it free and clear in 15 years, would produce positive cash flow. The mortgage payments will drop to the low 500s from the present $755. There will be enough funds to pay taxes and insurance. Property taxes are about $1,298 a year. The homeowner's insurance is $309, and the earthquake insurance comes to $252. Any small positive cash flow would be left to accumulate for repairs and act as a reserve fund. Here are the revised numbers and the numbers for a rent increase to $850, effective in May 2003. Rental income per month is $800, $850 as of May 2003. The monthly expenses, which include taxes, property insurance, earthquake insurance, maintenance, a reserve for repairs, management fee, and mortgage, is $775.92 per month. Please note that when the rent went up in May 2003 to $850 per month, the management fee, which is 7% of the rent, also went up. That brought expenditures up to $779.42 per month. For those of you who don't know, a management fee is paid to the rental agent to find and maintain renters. Our net monthly cash flow is $24.08 and $70.58 as of May 2003. Despite my error, I was very excited when this belated light bulb finally turned on. There is no experience that can substitute for actually going through a deal and making a few mistakes along the way. Even better, I figured out what was wrong and I knew how to fix it. At first, I just wanted to buy a property close to the other property that we owned, not get ripped off, and pay it off in 15 years. After reading and absorbing more of the various Rich Dad books, my goal changed to making the numbers on that property look better, i.e., positive cash flow and better cash-on-cash return. In time, I will extract funds from a future refinance to use toward the down payment on another property.